From legendary locals we all know to people you should get to know. Follow Ipswich Today on your favourite app and never miss an episode. Or go to ipswichtoday.com.au. Coming up, after a hectic few weeks with the council election and Ipswich West by-election, your humble host had a week off. Now back in the studio, I reminisce about Anzac Day when at school, speculate on what's ahead in the Ipswich City Council chamber, pop in some local news, and talk about a new feature in the podcast called Sounds of Ipswich. It's Friday, April 26, 2024, and I'm Alan Roebuck. Welcome to Ipswich Today, which acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land on which it is produced and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging. This podcast is supported by Kinetics, people-powered web hosting trusted by Australian businesses since 1999. First up on the show, I'm putting the call out there for suggestions for future guests on Ipswich Today. The subject matter could be almost anything. If you have a great story to tell and you think it may be of interest, please contact the show via the website. Put in your pitch, including the connection to Ipswich, as to why you should be on the show. How's your emotions after Anzac Day? There was no shortage of emotion at the services across Ipswich, each with its own unique position in our city's history, and to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice. As I wrote about in local Ipswich news this week, about this time each year, memories of attending a dawn service as a child always come to my mind. The one I remember most clearly was a small service held at a two-teacher school I attended in grade 7. We were certainly out of bed early to attend the local service, followed by a gathering at the local community hall. The adults certainly started early on the alcohol. And of course, there was the two-up. We all proudly wore purple ribbons for kids, which I remember sold for 5 cents, and adults wore blue, and they cost 10 cents. The first meeting of Ipswich councillors after the election looks to have set up the alliances in the chamber going forward. To assume this will be the case on every issue to come before councillors would be wrong. More recent history shows us that while all have been elected as independents and have their own party membership or affiliations, councillors won't always vote in the same groups. In the past, I've seen every possible voting combination. When push comes to shove, it'll come down to individual choices by councillors. So don't expect the voting patterns to always be the same. It's still very early in the term, so there are bound to be new issues in the future which haven't been thought of yet. Based on the current meeting schedule, there's, give or take, about 52 council meetings before the next election. Plenty of time for new issues to emerge. The next and second council meeting of this term is at 9 a.m. on May 23. It's a long break between the first and second meeting, so we can assume it will be a packed agenda, including the resolutions to establish standing committees and the respective chairpersons, along with a host of officers' reports, which would normally be considered at committee meetings. There was a rumour going around, and I'm not sure if it's true, that some councillors don't want a committee chair position because there's no extra salary attached. We shall watch with interest the next meeting on May 23. Since the post-election meeting, council's in-house media and mayor support officers have been pumping out the good news stories. One event highlighted and to look forward to is Planes, Trains and Autos on the Labor Day long weekend. This festival celebrates all things aviation, rail and automotive, with events on all 3 days, with only limited tickets left for the main event at the Queensland Museum Rail Workshops on Saturday, May 4. Queensland Pioneer Steam Railway will operate diesel train rides throughout Saturday, and Grantchester Model Live Steam Association is running locomotives on Friday and Sunday. Car enthusiasts should check out the historic venue at Woodlands of Marburg to join Queensland Retro Cruise for a cars and coffee meet on Sunday. On the Monday, the Queensland Retro Picnic at Evan Marginson Park will host hot rods, classic and muscle cars and bikes paired with delicious street food and live music. You'll find more about Planes, Trains and Autos at the Ipswich Festival's website. And finally, something new and fun to listen for starting in the next episode. Introducing the Sounds of Ipswich. Put simply, You can take a fun test of your ability to identify where in Ipswich I've recorded ambient sounds, outdoors or indoors. It might be a street corner, inside a shopping centre or other public space. There's no prize for guessing, just the pride of knowing the sounds of our city. And that's it for this episode. Just a reminder to look for handy links in the show notes. Ipswich Today is supported by Kinetics, people-powered web hosting trusted by Australian businesses since 1999. This podcast is listener-supported. Please make a once-only gift or regular donation to help keep it online. Just go to ipswichtoday.com.au. Follow and stream this podcast from your favourite app, including iHeartRadio, or play Ipswich Today on smart speakers. Music is supplied by Purple Planet Music. This is Alan Roebuck. Thank you for listening. Enjoying Ipswich Today? Please share the love on your socials.